the young of us as new they understand. Her mind is being bent on rambling unto some faraway land. She's dressed herself in men's attire, so it does appear, and she's hired a sea captain to serve him for a year. Now the captain's wife, she been on board, she's seen such great joy. To think her husband had engaged such a handsome cabin boy, and now and then she'd slip him a kiss, and she would have loved to toy. But when the captain found out the secret of his handsome cabin boy, her cheeks they were like roses red, and her hair lay in a curl. The sailors often smiled and said that she looked just like a girl. But eating of the captain's biscuits, her color it did destroy, and the waist it did swell up. One night amongst the sailors was a pair of furry and brown. They tumbled all from their hammocks, and their sleepers he destroyed, and they swore about the crowning of this handsome cabin boy. Oh, doctor dear, oh, doctor, this cabin boy cried, me time has come, I am undone, and surely I will die. Well, the doctor, he came a-running and a-smiling at the fun. For to think the sailor that should have a-running on the sun. And the sailors, when they saw the joke, they all did stand and stare. This child belongs to none of us, they solemnly did swear. Well, the captain's wife, she says to him, me dear, I wish you joy, for it's either